Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Thanks for being with us, everybody. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Coming up later on this hour, the Alliance Signing Day Special. You can watch at watchda.com. We'll hold essentially the equivalent of yesterday's college football national signing day, where we, as the athletes, will be choosing the hat in front of us for the Alliance of American Football team that we are choosing to root for as opening weekend is here. Saturday and Sunday, the brand new 8-team spring football league will kick off. Myron tweets, "Hey, DA, this is what I think of KD. Hashtag fake. Hashtag great player, but hashtag grow up." Kevin Durant does this. Let's just lay out the timeline here. Kevin Durant spends the first part of his career in Oklahoma City saying how he loves it, how he wants to stay, how he's so happy. And then does a heel turn and leaves Oklahoma City, which is his right, to join the Golden State Warriors after nearly eliminating that same Warriors team. Draymond whispers sweet nothings into his ear after the NBA Finals and convinces KD to gravy train to easy, obvious NBA championships. And KD does his part. He takes the Warriors, makes them even greater, makes them unbeatable, and wins two back-to-back NBA MVPs. But his history is he left a team in the lurch for free agency, hairpin turned, and went to a rival, and that team ended up becoming champions, and the team that he left ended up taking it on the chin. Fast forward, KD has signed a series of short-term deals, giving himself the leverage and the freedom, like LeBron, to make a decision every offseason or every other offseason of where he wants to go. He has chosen not to buy in to the Warriors for 4 or 5 or 7 years. While Warriors brass is bent over backwards to try to get him to commit long-term, because they're opening up a brand new, beautiful downtown San Francisco glistening building next year, and they want KD to be a centerpiece of this as a money-making ATM machine, KD has not done that. Kevin Durant has not committed long-term to the Warriors. Knicks fans have been praying at the altar of Willis Reed, "Please, Kevin Durant, come save this Knicks franchise. We've been irrelevant and terrible and bad and dysfunctional for so long. We just want a great player back to bring back glory days." You have to realize I grew up in the 80s and 90s around New York, and the Knicks basketball was everything, everything in the spring and summer, because you could count on them going deep into the playoffs and having these epic postseason battles with the Chicago Bulls or the Indiana Pacers. And yet, here we are, 20, spin it forward, 25 years later, the Knicks are completely a dog, irrelevant when it comes to the playoffs, and a laughingstock and a joke.
and it is hard for New York to understand how the Knicks could have once been everything that the city cared about during that time of the year, and now totally irrelevant that time of the year where it's just a clown show. So Kevin Durant doesn't stamp out these theories that he's looking at New York. He doesn't dismiss the idea. Instead, when the Knicks trade Kristaps Porzingis, he, because everybody assumes, well, the Knicks must know something about Kevin Durant and what his intentions are this summer, and I guess they're clearing space for Kevin Durant, he decides to go silent then. This is like a guy, the moment a murder happens, getting a one-way flight to Puerto Rico. Being like, well, that's weird timing. Oh, I just needed to get away. I don't know. Just had to get away. Wait, what? That's weird timing. Even if you're not guilty, that's weird that that's the moment you choose. So Kevin Durant goes dark. I'm not talking to media for 9 days after the Kristaps Porzingis trade. He finally breaks his silence last night. And this is what he says.
I just don't trust none of y'all. Every time I say something, it's get twisted up and thrown out in so many different publications. Try to tear me down with my words that I say. So when I don't say nothing, it's a problem. I just want to play ball. I want to go to the gym and go home. That's all. Is that a problem? All right, then.
How are you playing? How's the team playing in the last couple weeks?
I'm done. You know you don't care about that.
I just asked you.
Okay. So remind me, Kevin Durant only wants to play ball, doesn't want to answer questions. Wasn't he the guy with a burner account fighting with 17-year-olds on Instagram? Wasn't he the guy rolling up in people's social media mentions, battling about his legacy and why he left Oklahoma City? Hasn't he been the guy since he joined the Golden State Warriors to be battling with everybody? So, sorry, Kevin Durant, you don't want to just play ball. You want to talk about you all the time. You care what everybody says about you all of the time. The evidence is already here. You have left one team before. You will not commit long-term to the Warriors. You will not dismiss notions of joining the Knicks. The Knicks open up a slot for you, and that's when you go dark. And then you come back and wag your finger at everybody else. I don't want to talk to you people. Can't I just play ball? Kevin, you created this. Kevin Durant is a wonderful player. KD is a future Hall of Famer. He's one of the best players in the league. Kevin Durant is a game changer. And the media has its own flaws. I certainly have my own flaws. But this is not about how unfair the media is about Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant created this culture again. Nobody was breathlessly reporting where Dirk Nowitzki was going to sign every year or Tim Duncan was going to sign every year because those guys committed long-term to their teams and never left. KD has created a reality where he has already jumped to a superpower to build a champion. He's already talked about how he doesn't want the LeBron stuff around him. He's already discussed these kind of inner workings of chemistry and how it works and playing with other guys and building a winner. And he's fighting constantly on Twitter and other places with people about himself and how he's viewed. I mean, Kevin Durant, shut up. He is such a child emotionally. He is such a child. And again, I'm no Draymond Green fan, but Draymond Green said something that nobody is allowed to say, but everybody knows that Kevin Durant is a you-know-what and that you're not allowed to hurt his feelings. And Draymond is just the guy that said it. He's just the guy that said it. I mean, look, here's my other point on this. If Kevin Durant signed to the Knicks and this is getting to him, how is he going to feel when the weight of a franchise that has not won an NBA championship since 1972, how is he going to feel when the weight of that is on him in New York and all eyes are on him and he's supposed to be the savior in New York and they haven't won anything since the early 70s and haven't really been very good in 20 years? Think he's going to handle it well? Woof. Woof. So the New Orleans Pelicans and the Los Angeles Lakers are now broken off talks. And you might ask yourself, what just happened here? I mean, the Lakers essentially gave everything to the Pelicans to try to trade for AD. And the Pelicans eventually said, nope, not enough, not enough, not enough. And it got to the point where, reportedly, the Lakers essentially offered everybody but LeBron and draft picks. And that still wasn't enough for the Pelicans. And so if the Pelicans are engaging the Lakers in serious trade talks, and eventually the Lakers give them everything and a draft pick, so they still say no, what are the Pelicans looking for? There's nothing else to give up. You see the roster. If the Lakers give you everything, plus cap relief, plus draft picks, everybody but LeBron, why are you even engaging in trade talks? And Brian Windhorst yesterday said, because the Pelicans never had any intent to actually trade AD to the Lakers. That out of vindictiveness and spite for the tampering that AD essentially is trying to steer his way to the Lakers midseason, and that LeBron kind of opened up this can of worms a couple of weeks ago by talking about it, that the Pelicans, out of spite, have engaged the Lakers in conversation, tried to get their best offer, leaked the offers out there to submarine the locker room, to submarine the Lakers locker room, because now everybody knows that they could be traded on any given day, and it's created quite a distraction for the Lakers. Look, I appreciate the turn here. I appreciate if you were the Pelicans saying, screw you, Lakers, you're trying to hold us hostage, and now we're going to try to get you. Now we're going to try to turn this thing upside down. You're trying to steal our guy away from us. You've created this mess, and now we are going to hose you. Hey, if that's what they're trying to do here, more power to them. But do we really believe the Pelicans are that smart? I mean, this is a general manager that David Stern has openly said is a bum. This is a guy that the entire league looks at and says, you can't build a winner around AD. You must be terrible. You can't figure out a coach. You can't figure out a running mate with AD. You can't take advantage of one of the best three players in the league. You guys are a disaster. I don't know. There's a part of this where I don't trust the Pelicans just being savvier than everybody else. And if this is what they're engaging in just to humiliate the Lakers, I'm not sure ultimately that's the best business play. I know you're trying to get the best deal for AD, but publicly humiliating the Lakers might feel good right now. But remember, there's 28 other GMs, owners, and front offices you will ultimately need to deal with over the course of your career, over the course of your future. And out of spite, trying to unload all types of laundry on one team simply because that they created a mess for you, which ultimately is kind of your mess anyway, seems really short-sighted. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. When we come back, Tim Tebow looks back on his failed football career and has a very interesting admission. We'll do that coming up next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Decision Day for the Alliance. Decision Day. Alliance. Alliance. Good value, big upside.
DA, first of all, let me just say, you're my absolute favorite show. I listen to them all, but you're the absolute best, my friend.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
21 minutes past the hour. Thanks so much for being with us, DA, with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Remember that the DA show's best of video clips are available on YouTube. Simply search CBS Sports Radio there or the DA show. You'll see us there. Also, you can check out our best video clips on our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheDA Show. Alliance signing day is coming up in about 20 minutes from now. We will lay out the hats of all the Alliance teams and pick which one we will be fans of here on the DA Show. Every member of the DA Show team will have a chance to pick their caps. And so we will televise that for you, obviously, because it's a big deal, at watchda.com.
It's Alliance signing day. Who are you aligned with?
Very intense. Really intense. Kevin tweets, I think it's obvious Mraz is still intimidated by huge freeze. Otherwise, you'd be talking about a double or nothing Alliance edition of the Battle of the Bulge. Mraz, have you thought about this?
Does anybody really need to sit through 10 more weeks of me wiping the floor with him in picks? I proposed the fencing match if it came to that. He's done. That's it. Goodbye. Finito.
So you're still holding out a little crack of possibility that in a fencing match, that if Robbie beat you in fencing, that perhaps that would be a way that he could perhaps win his way back into the show.
Look, the idea of the ridiculousness on the Watch DA of two ginormous humans fencing each other is certainly, I think, of that position. But I don't know that you'd ever stoop to that level, and I don't know if the show's ever going to need that level. But, you keep that in the back pocket.
Itchy nipple chub rub.
How would it look? How does it happen? How would it look if Mraz, the Thicktator, takes on Huge Freeze, the Royal Prince of Rotund? How would it look? How could it happen with these two guys in a fencing mask poking each other with things that look like antennas from an old school TV?
How could it
happen? Fat. It's so ridiculous, so preposterous to even picture it happening.
I could kind of imagine you guys in what appears to be kind of like hazmat suits and then colanders on your head, like spaghetti strainers, as the face guard, and then poking each other with like old TV antennas.
Hefty. While that does paint an image, DA, it's all about athleticism in fencing. It's about dodging the poke.
Uh-huh.
It's not just about poking.
Would you even know what the rules are to fencing?
Yeah, I think you joust, and then the moment you're poked, you lose.
That's it. You lose. That guy's out.
Yes.
You think it's just one poke, win or lose?
Maybe it's best of seven series.
Best of seven pokes?
Best of seven pokes. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I think.
You just think it's a series of whoever pokes first, that's a win. Best of seven.
Well, you're saying, do you even know how fencing works?
No idea.
So my theory's a lot better than yours because you don't even have an idea.
I think there's a point system.
There's no point. We're tracking points there.
I think it's...
This isn't the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series.
Yeah, I think if you poke, like, in the heart area, that's a higher point than if you poke in, like, the elbow or the shoulder. Because I think it has to do probably with old school. If you can poke near the heart, that guy's dead. If you poke near an extremity, he's not dead.
No, you got it all wrong. You ever watch fencing in, like, a bad movie or something?
No.
I think they fenced in Richie Rich, and if I remember correctly, it's just a poke and you're dead, and that's
it. So your theory is you're taking your official scoring system from Richie Rich, the movie.
Yes, good movie. At least I have. You're taking it from nothing. You go point system. What time to tally points? Imagine the judge controversy in 1493 when they were fencing?
Well, I don't think that the scoring system is the same today as there was in 1493. It is an Olympic sport.
Oh, so we're changing it, like the DH in the National League. We've changed it over time. No, fencing is at its core is like horse racing. You know who wins a horse race. You know who wins a fencing bout.
A fencing bout. It's an Olympic sport. They have to have some type of scoring system. It can't just be best of seven pokes.
All right, so call Al Troutwig. He's always at the Olympics. He has to know.
Is Troutwig the voice? Is Al Troutwig the voice of fencing?
I don't know. He does the stupid canoe stuff, the skiing with the guns. I don't know what's going on there.
Biathlon?
Yeah, whatever. I'm sure he's been involved in a fencing from time to time. Hey, Catalan does the curling. He's got to know who does the fencing.
Are you sure that Al Troutwig does the biathlon? I thought that was Bob Papa.
I've definitely heard Troutwig do the biathlon. Is that what it's called, the biathlon, when you're on like the things and you shoot?
You're on the skis with the gun, yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely done it, at least in the last winter once. I mean, maybe he was a fill-in. Who knows? Bob Papa could have the sniffles.
We got to figure out who is the voice of fencing and get them to discuss to us the point system or whatever the rules are to fencing.
I agree. If we find out the rules, then maybe we make it work. But I don't even know if Robbie could do it with the gout. It could be a whole disaster.
But that's true. He's not that agile. I think you probably win going away. This is not it's not a good opportunity. Plus, his belly's bigger than your belly, so there's more surface area for you to poke.
And you don't want that smoke, DA, because if I beat him in fencing, then he's really done. Then what do we do?
Oh.
Bet XFL games next year?
Oh.
Well, he's terrible at picking.
Maybe he bets the XFL, I bet the Alliance next spring.
I don't know. Somebody help us out on the point scoring or the rules around fencing, please. Hit me up on Twitter, DA.
Yeah, Super Dave know the rules?
Super Dave Friedman.
Yeah.
Our Super Dave, not the guy that just died.
Salam.
I didn't know there was a Super Dave that just died. I'm talking about our Super Dave.
Yeah, Super Dave Osborne. Okay, yeah, we could ask Super Dave, Dave Friedman, our Olympic correspondent of all things that are unimportant.
Yeah, he's got, I mean, that's his job on our payroll is for that.
Good point. Okay.
Curling.
Has anybody noticed that it's 4 days after the Super Bowl?
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Interesting. The DA show oftentimes gets better when there's less to talk about.
Curling.
Okay, so Tim Tebow hops on Pat McAfee's podcast, The Pat McAfee Show, and discusses his career. And McAfee asked him if he could change anything about his time in the NFL. And Tebow says, I wouldn't have gone back and changed my throwing motion. He says, one of the hardest things about doing it was that the videos and clips of him working on things would leak out, and that was difficult to work through. It became frustrating because he felt that people were jumping to conclusions. And I found this really interesting because isn't Tim Tebow his one strength supposed to be how strong he is mentally? Isn't the biggest strength, isn't the biggest pro, isn't the biggest thing that he is good at, that he's mentally strong? Like, hasn't that been his entire reputation? That you love Tim Tebow because he fights through adversity. He doesn't take no for an answer. He's the ultimate leader. That mentally strong, mental strength has supposedly been the one thing that has carried Tim Tebow to great heights despite perhaps limited athletic ability, right? He wasn't the tallest. He wasn't the fastest. He didn't have the best arm. In baseball, he's not the best power hitter. He's not the best fielder. He doesn't have the best throwing arm. But that Tim Tebow is great because Tim Tebow is able to maximize everything athletically that he has, and that he can totally kind of block out the haters and block out the noise and be a leader and connect and just, he's better than the sum of his parts, right? That has always been what has made him supposedly great. And here is Tim Tebow saying that he couldn't fight through people's speculation on his throwing motion because there were clips that got out about his throwing motion. I'm sorry, but that strikes me as somebody who's really mentally very soft, actually. That strikes me as a guy that is not very mentally strong and able to be convicted in his decisions and committed in what he is doing. Instead, it's a guy that can be thrown off course very easily. Look, there's a reality to Tim Tebow that some people don't want to hear. And it's weird because Tim Tebow became very polarizing. I think we have now enough space away from Tebow where we can have some rational conversations about him. Some people love Tim Tebow because he carried a religious weight, a cause, a voice that they totally agreed with. And thus, he became bigger than just whatever the athlete was. In some people's mind, it wasn't religious. It was that he encapsulated this idea of clean living, good guy, who is, again, better than his athletic ability because we love intangibles, leadership. We love intangibles, mental strength. We love intangibles, being best when it mattered most. So there was that part of it. And there was this idea that supported Tim Tebow, that Tebow, by virtually just positive thinking, could will himself to do things that we couldn't explain, right? And so that was very intoxicating for people. And the reality is, Tebow was none of those things purely. Tim Tebow was an average NFL football. Well, he's below average. Tim Tebow was stubborn in wanting to only play quarterback and nothing else. Tim Tebow actually was not the most mentally strong person of all time because he could be thrown off by criticism, apparently distracted by scrutiny about his throwing motion. And that Tim Tebow wasn't this ultimate teammate. Tim Tebow had his own self-indulgence. And that would sometimes get in the way in locker rooms. And it was unkind to say that publicly because he always said the right thing publicly. But privately, if you know, I've talked to people that were in those locker rooms and covered those teams or played alongside Tebow. And one thing that continually comes out is he's not what the media portrayed him as. He was fine. He wasn't a bad guy. But he wasn't this ultimate leader that always did the right thing that everybody followed behind. He had his own way of doing things for Tim Tebow. And the idea that Tebow could be selfish does not play well because that's just not the public persona. So people didn't want to hear that. But Tim Tebow had an element of selfishness. Tim Tebow had an element of being mentally weak. And Tim Tebow had an element of being stubborn to his own ideas that sunk whatever career he thought he was going to have. Doesn't make him a bad guy. He's certainly not a bad guy. And overall, his messages are really good. I think his messages are very, very solid. You know, be kind to others and help out other people and try to do your best. And all those things I totally agree with. So he's not a bad guy at all. But, you know, as we go through life and we have more space away from Tebow, it's going to become more apparent that he was not what people desperately needed him or wanted him to be. Tebow couldn't handle that people were talking about him changing his throwing motion. Do you think that would ever throw Tom Brady off? You know, I can't stand the Patriots. I make fun of Tom Brady, but Tom Brady is one of the most mentally strong athletes we've ever had. Do you think if Michael Jordan had to rework his jump shot and people were scrutinizing it, he would somehow be thrown off and couldn't do it? I mean, that's a joke. Like, mentally strong athletes don't give a rip about what other people talk about. That's why Markelle Fultz is a puddle, because all he does is care. That's why Kevin Durant is lashing out at people in the media, because all he does is care. You got to be not so mentally strong to worry about whether Skip Bayless is talking about your throwing motion every day. Oh my God, they're talking about me. I can't do this anymore. It's kind of the antithesis of being mentally strong. When we come back, a historic day here on the DA Show. Alliance signing day.
Decision.
Decision.
Alliance.
Alliance.
Decision.
Alliance.
DA. Decision. Alliance.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This year like last year, the best is right here on CBS.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Brand new PGP is out, the permission granted podcast. Go ahead and download that, listen to it. On iTunes, search Permission Granted, or on our normal iTunes feed for the DA Show, or online, DA on CBS. The world's best, including Jordan Spieth, Jason Day, and Dustin Johnson, take on the breathtaking yet brutal golf courses at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am this week and only on CBS! And our toll-free line is 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Everyone, there's a quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Need homeowners, renters, motorcycle insurance too? Get it all. Geico.com. Many of you, because I love the D-Aliens, have helped me out because I asked for help and you shall give it to me. And I thank you for that. You sent me the rules, the scoring of fencing. And so coming up next hour, we will do that. We will update you on the scoring of fencing. As you can tell, the Super Bowl is over. That ranking is going to go down the toilet really quickly. So today is National Signing Day for the Alliance. Yesterday was National Signing Day for college football. Exciting day for so many young people out there going out and making their dreams come true, getting a paid education to go, and then also play the sport of your dreams. We here feel the same exact way. Today is National Alliance Signing Day, and we encourage you to have your own signing day out there as well. We are not being paid by the Alliance. But we here on the DA show, I feel like we have a little off-center sense of humor. And so things that are not cool, we like making a big deal. We like that being a big deal to us. We like feeling as though things that are uncool are cool to us. And perhaps that's all because we are cut from the same cloth. But think about mid-major mothership. We love putting the mid-majors in the NCAA tournament on a pedestal. We love fringe sports. We love fringe athletes. We love that part of sport. And so when this was announced, the Alliance of American Football, a new spring football league, we were like, okay, this is kind of cool. And then we realized that we love football so much, having spring football is very cool. And then we realized there were actually NFL caliber coaches and players that are playing in it, and it had a national TV deal, and there was a CBS Sports corporate tie-in, and we were like, this is perfect. And so today is the day we will pick our team to become ultimately loyal to for the rest of time.
AAFN.
Andrew Bogish is going to MC the events here, as first up is Mraz on National Alliance Signing Day.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome here as we go live to Lower Manhattan for the day. It is Alliance Signing Day.
And let me just add, you can watch all of this at watchda.com on any device.
Our first recruit this afternoon is the one and only, one of the most highly recruited big bodies in all the land. It is one Sean Marash, sitting in front of five hats. The hat dance begins right now with the much coveted Marash.
Can you add what hats are in front of Marash right now?
I see that team.
That's an Arizona Hotshots.
That's Shots. The Hotshots. The Fleet.
Of San Diego.
That is the Birmingham Iron.
As MC of this event, you should probably know more about this league.
That's probably true. Those are the Orlando Apollos.
That's right.
And then finally, that is the Memphis Express.
That's right, yes.
So we've already eliminated three teams, by the way.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, for purposes of memorabilia.
Yeah, thoughts and prayers to the San Antonio Commanders, the Atlanta Legends.
And the Salt Lake Stallions.
And the Salt Lake Stallions.
Not represented here for Mraz.
No, and I just want to say before I make this decision, I thought long and hard. A lot of us are born into our fandom, right? We're born into whatever our parents liked, our grandparents liked. This is why I'm so excited for today, because this gives us an opportunity to make a decision for ourselves. We're not born into this. Maybe your children, grandchildren will be born into this, but this is the decision you can make your own.
Right.
And I'm pumped. So without further ado,
Sean is currently touching the Fleet hat.
Wow.
Checking it out.
Okay,
it is a beautiful hat, I might say.
Josh Johnson was his number one draft pick.
No way, man. I know where I'm going.
The Fleet hat is back on the table.
He's taking off his shirt.
Well, okay, that's unnecessary. Luckily, there's another shirt
underneath.
Wow, it's
wow.
An Apollo shirt.
Take aim, baby. Let's go, Spurrier. Let's go.
Wow.
Well, for those of you lucky to be watching on WatchDA.com, you can see Sean's side panels bear underneath his Apollo shirt.
Yeah, I am flopping in the breeze a lot.
So he's wearing an Apollo shirt under his flannel, and now has put on the Apollo's hat. He's all in on the Orlando Apollos.
Yeah, kind of like an NBA player, you know, following his co-players. I followed the Apollos on Twitter 4 days ago. If you followed my Twitter, you would have known this is where I was leaning. I had this shirt lined up. I'm ready to go. We take aim, and we kill the legend Saturday night.
This was not an upset. Sean had been linked to the Apollos for a long time.
That's
now.
True.
It seemed to be the direction he was headed, but you never know on decision day. But decision number one, as expected, Sean going with the Orlando Apollos, which now leaves San Diego, Arizona, Memphis, and Birmingham live on the table as we turn our attention now to Damon Amendolara. This is the most controversial selection of the day. We've already mentioned the San Antonio Commanders not here today. That's because DA was originally committed to them, decommitted, and in protest, they have not sent a representative here today. So we assume you're back on the open market, DA, for
one of
the four remaining. Or I guess you want to be Sean and go with Orlando. You could do that here as well.
We could double up. We certainly could double up. I want to thank my sponsor, Chocolate Milk and Nesquik. Al Horford taught me yesterday that it was unbelievably healthy to drink chocolate milk, especially after very strenuous situations like this, big decision making. So I have my chocolate milk. I just want to thank my sponsor, Chocolate Milk.
I've noticed that the Bourbon Belle is not here today. I believe that is because she is a San Antonio fan, which is why you were leaning there originally, but you're breaking marital bonds and going away from them, and she too not here today.
Yeah, she hates me.
Yeah. But this is real life. This is sports. It's more so than marriage. DA so. Checking out all five available hats right now, just adding to the drama. Oof, the Apollos came off the table. Now Birmingham is getting closer and closer.
Nah,
down it goes.
Nah.
And on go the hot shots.
Hot shots. I'm excited about this. I just want to thank the coaching staff over the hot shots for putting their belief in me. They've been with me every step of the way. They were at my house. They talked to the Bourbon Belle, tried to get her to convince me to go to the hot shots. But I'm really excited about this. They are nicknamed after the firefighters that fight forest fires mm-hmm. in Arizona and stuff, and a couple of them have passed away. So this is a very, I think, notable nickname, and so I'm all in on the hot shots and their green, yellow, and orange color scheme, which I'm sure the Bourbon Belle will absolutely love me wearing.
Mm-hmm.
Early Vegas favorites, I might add, so DA a clear front runner.
As usual, Sean Marash, acting commissioner of the AAF, has given DA his ceremonial T-shirt as well.
So... it's Alliance signing day.
So just
who are you aligned with?
Just to recap, for those of you just joining us here on CBS Sports Radio or the WarWatchDA.com, Sean Mraz beginning the decision day by going to Josh Jackson. For a second in San Diego, he put it back down, thought about somebody else, but as expected, went to the Orlando Apollos. And then DA following up after that original commitment to San Antonio, to the Arizona Hotshots, which now brings us, I believe,
to you.
To me.
Yes, Andrew Bogus will now take over the seat where we are making our decision. This is obviously because this is where the cameras are set up at WatchDA.com. This is a high-value production here. And so Bogus sits in the chair. It's obviously a very important decision for everybody here. I am now Arizona. Mraz is now Orlando. Sits in front of him a San Diego Fleet hat, a Birmingham Iron hat. Our two teams, the Memphis Express. And so, Bogus, where will you go?
Well, like Sean D.A., I have I haven't hidden my affection from my team from the beginning. So if you've been listening along the way to all of our Alliance conversations, you should know where I'm going right now.
Yeah, you were very open about this. You love the logo. You
yes.
love the colors. And you love that this is a city that lost its football team.
And my love has been returned tenfold by the actual reality of the logo, of the gear, of the roster, of the staff. There's only one choice for me. I'm a Fleet guy.
He's picking up the Fleet hat.
San Diego Fleet.
He's picking up the Fleet hat. That's a badass logo.
Yep.
That is an aircraft carrier. It's light blue, silver, and a little yellow in there.
Yeah.
I think that's the best logo in the league.
And you're going to have fun with Mike Martz running the offense there. That's a scary underdog. And who else better to root for than Mike Martz, Ozzie Ireckeem, and that San Diego Fleet staff?
I don't want to get carried away, but a good chunk of me believes the Fleet would have scored more than 3 points on Sunday in Atlanta. Just putting it out there.
And now that leaves Pete the Body Bilotti as the last member of the DA Show team to choose his team. Again, we encourage you all to have Alliance signing day yourself. Perhaps you get together with buddies on Friday night. Maybe get together with buddies on Saturday or Sunday as the league is unfolding. The league will kick off this Saturday and Sunday with two games on Saturday and two games on Sunday. So you can pick your team and then go all in. The hats are in front of Pete the Body Bilotti right now. And Pete, I'll hand things over to Andrew Bogus to MC the final choice here.
Last but not least, this is the one we've all been waiting for. This is the wild card. And this is the person that you want, his energy, his commitment behind you. It is Pete Bilotti picking his AAF team. Peter, the floor is yours. Make America proud.
Nothing says the AAF better than barbecue, Graceland, and Mike Singletary.
Okay.
I am picking the Memphis Express.
Well done.
You're
yes.
also pimping them as well.
That's right.
Well
say
done.
That as well. That is right. This was the team from day one. I had eyes on it from the beginning. The Memphis Express, let's go.
Okay. So Mraz, Apollos, myself, the Hotshots, Bogus, the Fleet, And Pete the Body goes with the Memphis Express. Mraz, you kind of know the odds now. Who are the best teams in this league? I have no idea.
The two best teams both reside in the West. Currently, the Arizona Hotshots are the Vegas favorite. Also, due to wide receiver Greg Ward Jr., former Houston quarterback, who shined in preseason, the San Antonio Commanders, with kind of an unheralded roster, have risen up the ranks as the second favorite. The clear favorite in the East is the Orlando Apollos. Memphis and Birmingham right now not getting a lot of love. Trent Richardson has looked slow in training camp in Birmingham.
Shocking.
And that, Memphis.
That's a real sentence.
And Memphis, you know, Zach Bentenberg and Christian Hackenberg, they still don't know to this day who will start under center this weekend. Both, neither actually looked great. So the little quarterback problem, the names are there, talent may not be there. So Memphis on a downswing right now, Birmingham on a downswing, on an uptick, San Antonio and, of course, Arizona and Orlando. And then you got that muddled mess in the middle there. You don't
There's only eight teams, Mraz.
No, you know, a Salt Lake Stallions, by the way, could be a sleeper.
On Monday, we will have Alliance Primetime with the old school primetime music. Bogus will bring you the highlights like Chris Berman used to. Mraz will play the Tom Jackson role. I will play the Bill Pito role. It's Alliance Primetime coming up on Monday's edition of the DA Show. When we come back, we look at the Harper Machado standoff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.